And thanks for joining me this evening. I'm Aaron Hay. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. I am here joined in the studio by the artistic director of the University of Missouri New Music Initiative, Stefan Freund. Stefan, thanks for coming out, man.
Thanks for having me, Aaron. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. So we are here to discuss an upcoming guest performance from Michael Harley, bassoonist, mm-hmm. and Philip Bush,
yes.
pianist. They're both... together, and you have a special connection, of course.
Yeah,
with Michael, and
that's correct. Yeah, so Mike Harley is a good friend of mine from the Eastman School of Music a long time ago, and also a fellow member of Alarmville Sound. He's a founding bassoonist of Alarmville Sound, so we've been playing in that ensemble together for 19 years. He's a very close personal friend of mine, and his pianist Philip Bush. I haven't been talking about Philip as I've been advertising this tour, but he's a phenomenal pianist. Worked with the Philip Glass Ensemble.
For like 20 years.
Yeah, yeah. Also Steve Reich Ensemble. And I have to tell you, well, I'm kind of cutting to the chase, but I wrote a piece for my buddy. I call him Miffy because Mike Parker Harley, we call him Miffy.
That's a lot.
And I wrote this piece, and I'd heard about Philip, and Miffy had raved about him and everything. And I heard the recording as just the perfect interpretation of the piece. I had very few comments about the pianist, which is rare for me. My father's a pianist. I've been blessed to be around phenomenal pianists all my life, so I'm pretty picky about my pianists. And Philip is just phenomenal. I'm really looking forward to hearing both of them in concert on Monday night, October 21st in Whitmore.
Nice, and that's at 7:30
yes.
p.m. at the Whitmore. So then the piece that you wrote, which now makes a lot more sense to me, is called Miff Adventures.
Yes. So obviously over the past 19 years of touring together, living together, we're oftentimes roommates and traveling together, making music together, we've had a lot of adventures. And some of those have gone very well. Some of them have not gone so well. And the story about the piece really gets into the psychology of Miffy, who always feels a little underappreciated. It's typical bassoonist mentality, I think. Feels a little underappreciated by everybody, even though he's very dedicated to his art. Very sweet guy. So the scope of the piece kind of goes from this almost melancholy feeling of being underappreciated and not respected, and trying to gain respect through performance, broadening ideas and showing off a little bit, before finally finding his footing as this character I call Super Miffy, who explodes at the end in this just really brilliant display, kind of shows his wings and takes off. So I really like the dramatic unfolding of the piece, the way it goes from this hesitant feeling to a very confident feeling towards the end.
Right on. Fun to write.
A lot of fun, yeah. And again, having the confidence to write for these brilliant performers. Miffy's a phenomenal bassoonist, can just do everything, whether it be making a beautiful tone or playing incredibly fast rhythmic figures, which my piece has, and really quick runs. He can do it all. He's just a wonderful, true musician. And I really enjoyed writing the piece, especially with this biographical / autobiographical tinge to it. And yeah, I think that shows in the piece, came off really well.
Nice. And this piece is not only going to be performed here at the Whitmore on the 21st, but on the 18th mm-hmm. of October, his first solo work.
Yes.
Solo album
yeah.
is coming out, called Come Closer. Mm-hmm. And that piece is on there as well.
Yeah, it's a great collection of composers who he's worked with over the years. A fellow member of Alarmville Sound, Caleb Burhans, is on the record, a composer who he worked with at University of South Carolina, where he teaches now, Jesse Jones, and also John Fitzrogers is on the record. And he also has some performers who he's worked with. His bassoon quartet, Dark in the Song, plays the first piece, Come Closer, and then he also has music by Ari Streisfeld and other string players who he's worked with through University of South Carolina, other connections. So it's not just a bassoon solo record. It has a bassoon quartet and also strings and, of course, piano as well.
Very, very, very cool. And Philip Bush is also a member of the faculty at the University
yes.
of South Carolina yeah. as well. Very cool. Very cool. Well, this sounds like a great show, and I assume predominantly, not that you'll know exactly what's being performed, but I assume mostly the
Yeah, unfortunately, he can't replicate the whole album because he's touring with Philip through Kansas, Missouri, and Illinois that week. And so it's just the bassoon and piano that will be on the concert. But, of course, the record will be available for purchase. If you want to hear that other music, it will be available.
I'm sure he thanks you for that. Yeah. Well, this sounds like a great show, of course. So come see Michael Hurley and Philip Bush perform here at the Whitmore. They'll be performing works from a variety of composers, including Stefan Freund, who is here with me in the studio, another founding member of the ensemble Alarm Will Sound, the cellist, in case you guys did not realize that. this sounds like a great show, and we would love to have you come out and see it, and I'm looking forward to it.
Great. Thanks, Aaron. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, Stefan. Thanks for swinging by and telling us all about this.
My pleasure.